Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello there. I was expecting some music. So today is my first official day of really starting my show. And I'm sorry to tell you about the music that it's not working. So guess what? Welcome to Women in Solutions. My name is Suzanne Marie, and I'm the host here. For years, I wanted to help other women with whatever issues they were having in life, because there were times in my life and have been times where I had so many problems and I couldn't find any solutions. I struggled a whole lot, and I had addictions of all kinds. I had really sick relationships that were unhealthy and violent, and I mean running in all kinds of different directions. And today I've got no guest on today because this is my day today, and I want you to know a little bit about me and where I've come from and where I'm at now. I believe that all my issues have come from my childhood. I also believe that I've brought a lot of garbage into my adulthood that's still hanging on. Through time, I've learned how to either absolve it or delete some of it and learn absolutely from it. And that's just the way it is. That's why I wanted this radio show, because it's for all women out there who want to find solutions for a better way of life. We're looking for a life filled with peace and happiness and some balance instead of the chaos. Oh, the chaos that surrounds us, so many of us in our lives. And this is a safe haven, and this is a place, hopefully, of refreshment and upliftment, and it is a place to heal and become your true, authentic self. Just like I said, each week I'll have a guest on board to share their experience with all of you. So please feel free to email me with any concerns or comments at medwoman58@yahoo.com. And that's medwoman, M-E-D-W-O-M-A-N, 58. At yahoo.com. And so today is probably not going to be a full show just because I'm chatting. However, we don't know. Today I'd like to talk a little bit about myself and how I came around to be the woman that I am today at 67 years next month. That's how old I will be. And I tell you what, life has been a trip. I started my life in 1948, and at the age of 3, my birth father passed away. My mother met my now dad, who adopted my older sister, who was 4 years older than me, and myself. And there's a whole lot of my younger days I don't remember, and I think probably I've blocked them out. In the meanwhile, two other brothers and a baby sister came along, so that was cool. Life seemed fairly normal until I was about 15, and we'd moved from Southern California, where I grew up, to Dayton, Ohio, because my dad had a new job. Oh, it was horrible. I couldn't figure out why we moved, but we did. Anyhow, my mother, I would watch her at night. She would stay up really late. She would be ironing my dad's underwear at 3 o'clock in the morning and watering our front lawn at 11 o'clock at night. And I found out later she was hooked on diet pills. Well, that was her thing. And at 15, she very kindly told me that I had looked like I was gaining some weight. So here, take this pill. Well, you know, I trusted my mother. I didn't think anything about it, and I didn't know about drugs back then, and so I took the pill. Oh, unbeknownst to me, that thing made me higher than a kite, and I loved it. So I remember coming home from school and asking her for another one. Oh, sure, honey, you can have another one. Well, I went through that phase unscathed pretty much, but you know what? I didn't realize my addiction. That day that I took that pill from her was the day it all began, and it just went downhill from there. And I went on a pill rampage at 18. Water pills, diet pills, I was a pill head. You know, I had to stay thin or I'd never find a man, according to my mother. And this was like the early 60s and 70s, so it was hippie nation. Everything was in, and I was into the uppers and the downers, the sidewinders, anyway but straight, okay? Then it came to pot. Then I was on psychedelics 3 years straight. 3 years I took stuff like that every day. I was like over the edge. But so was everyone else, you know. I had 3 failed marriages and hundreds of men. One day, you know what, I just crashed. I had had enough. And I was seeing this fellow on the side, one of my other deals, And I ended up getting pregnant. And I knew that I couldn't do drugs. And I stopped cold turkey. And I carried this child, beautiful child that I have today. And she's absolutely lovely. And I was straight the whole time until about 3 months after she was born. And I had a grand mal seizure. And I thought it must have been a compilation of drugs that I had done, because I just overdid it for so long. So anyways, I went through that marriage and tried to take care of my daughter to the best of my ability. And at about 2.5 years old, I decided, you know what, I can't stand this marriage anymore. I've just got to get out of it. And I'd come back to L.A. during that time, and we'd lived in the beach area there. And my husband was getting ready to go to Chicago. So I thought, oh, great. Anyway, I went with him to Chicago, and that didn't last really long. And I ended up getting in more trouble back there. And my precious daughter, you know, I made sure that she was okay. I didn't go and do anything until she'd had dinner and was put into bed and she was asleep. And then I would go out and I would party at the bars. I would sing. I would drink too much. Then I started drinking. Oh, my goodness, it was just horrible. Well, one day I met this guy, and oh, he was so bad. And I was just going in the spiral downhill. Anyhow, this fellow that I was seeing, and here I am married, he ended up knocking me out unconscious, and I ended up at the hospital. And I remember looking for my daughter. I was frantic, and he'd knocked me just unconscious. So I remember at the hospital my mother calling me, and in a very calm voice, she never hollered. She said, "Susie, we bought you a plane ticket to Seattle." She said, "I want you to pack up whatever you can fit in a suitcase, you and your daughter, and I want you to come out here. We have a flight for you tomorrow morning." Oh, my eye was messed up. He kicked me in the eye, and I thought I'd lost my eyesight. Oh, my wild hairs, just I was out of control. Anyway, so I ended up getting into Washington State with my daughter, and we lived with my parents for a while, and I got work. I settled down, and life was pretty easygoing. And then we ended up moving over to another area of Washington where I still am today. And my daughter, who's now 41, she went through school over here, and I met a man, married him, my fourth husband, and it was violent. It was destructive. It was addictive. And we ended up separating in 2000. I can't tell you how ugly it was. That was probably the ugliest marriage I'd ever been through. I really learned how to fist fight back then. But you know what? I'll tell you this. Through all of this chaos, through all of the ugly, I ended up going through recovery, and I didn't stay in it but 5.5 years for Narcotics Anonymous, and then I went to another one for codependence. So I went to CODA for 3.5 years, and I'll tell you what, I learned so much in those rooms that helped me grow up and get my life straight. And when I left my husband, the fourth one, it was a good thing. It was a good thing. And as time has carried on, I'm becoming better and better. My spiritual side is stronger than ever. I'm highly tuned spiritually, and my life has calmed way down. Right now, I don't date anybody. I don't feel the need to see anyone yet. I'm still working on myself and working through all this chaos and disorder that's happened in my life. So that's pretty much about it. I have a very peaceful life today, and I'm starting my radio show. I love it, and I've been wanting to do this for a really long time. I've wanted to help other women as well to become authentic and beautiful. I do handwriting analysis for those of you that don't know me, and you can ask me about that, and that's a really good way to help get yourself back in order and to become your authentic self. Handwriting is brain writing, and it's all about your personality and what you have ability-wise and what your motivational level is and all those things. And that really is a nice thing to know. And I guess that's all I have to say today. Thank you for listening, and I hope to be back again next week with another show and another person to tell their side of their story. And to all of you, have a wonderful day, and I'll see you later. Bye.